Thirdly, third great stage, wisdom. And this isn't, of course, any kind of mental activity. By wisdom in the Buddhist tradition is meant direct, sustained awareness of reality, of the unconditioned. And wisdom, the second great stage, corresponds to the last five positive links. That is to say, knowledge and vision of things as they really are, arising in dependence on concentration, withdrawal from the conditioned, arising in dependence on knowledge and vision of things as they really are, disgust with the conditioned, arising in dependence on withdrawal, dispassion, arising in dependence on disgust with the conditioned, freedom, arising in dependence on dispassion, and knowledge of the destruction of the ashravas, arising in dependence on freedom. Now, I'm not going to say anything more now about wisdom, because this would carry us too far beyond the point of no return, which is really our subject tonight. And in any case, I think the supreme importance of wisdom is sufficiently obvious.